Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Folks, Mike Daniels is one of the most learned individuals in my world, certainly in our brain trust. He's got the experience, he's got the background, he's got the scars to go along with it. He's paid his dues. He's a journeyman in the world of digital, of technology, of cyberspace. He's had some very important jobs along those lines, including being the chairman of Network Solutions. And he is now the chairman of the National Advisory Board for AEI's Global Internet Strategy Project. He's the co-author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, and he's our good friend, Mike Daniels. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. It's good to have you back. You know, Mike, one of the things you've been helping us understand for a long time now is the peril, the exposure, the danger that the United States is experiencing right now with regard to the cyber war. In my predictions, I called it the World War III, and I said, which I probably stole from you without realizing it, and World War III, and I said, and I'm trying to help people understand that World War III is not coming at us. It's here. It's already has started. And the United States is losing, and these are some things that you've taught us over the years. Most Americans are wandering around thinking, "Well, I'm safe, I'm comfortable, you know, my borders, you know, the country's taking, the government's taking care of us, you know, it's not impacting my life." They don't realize that the Wall Street Journal, if they didn't read that, the Wall Street Journal reported this week that somebody left the back door of our electric grid open and the Russians just walked in. Now tell me that's not a full attack in a full-on battle of the bulge, so to speak, of World War III. What do you think?
Jim, you and I have talked about this for 3-4 years now. You know, there's a global digital war that is underway for military, economic, and political supremacy. And this pits our country and our allies against what are truly authoritarian state-controlled countries whose objective is to replace the democratic model. And these countries are using the Internet, all digital means, to steal U.S. government secrets. They're using it to steal our commercial technology, disrupt our way of life where possible, and recruit people across the globe to oppose and fight us. So. Yeah. This has been going on now for some time, and you know, I've now spent a lifetime in the technology industry, one of the early pioneers of the Internet.
Yep.
I have seen it all, and we're at one of the most dangerous intersections, and you're dead right on. People don't understand this. They don't see it. They don't put the pieces together, Jim.
Well, and our enemies, Russia and China and Iran – to some degree, I guess, North Korea, they're using red herrings for the public, right? I mean, North Korea is building up their nuclear weapons. South Korea is building islands in the South Asian Sea, South China Sea, and blustering about they want to take Taiwan back. Iran is causing a civil war in Yemen. But the truth is, while they're it's a sleight of hand thing, while they're showing us their activity over there, and we're all watching that, we're all upset about that, they're coming in the back door of our grid system and nobody's watching, nobody's minding the store. That's what's going on right now, isn't it? It's a sleight of hand, red herring thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Jim. And you know, what people need to understand is we're living in a transitional time in history where this digital revolution has been ongoing now since basically the commercialization of the Internet, which we were involved in the 90s. Mm-hmm. So this is 25 years into it. And, you know, if people just stop for a minute and think, Jim, all the things that they're blasted with day and night by our media, let's pick three or four. Try everybody who's listening to put these together because you're disoriented.
Mike, hold on to that thought. I want you to start fresh with that at the top of the next segment. So, before we go to there, one of the things that we have to realize is that we are in jeopardy. We're going to wake up one of these mornings and we're going to find out that some things have happened that we can't reverse. And that's what happens in the digital age. And Mike's going to talk to us about this in the next segment and give us some specific examples that you can start tracking yourself and become more discerning consumers of information. 22, right back with Mike Daniels. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.